Prioritize your family's health and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Dry conditions throughout the week this week. On the overnight tonight, the low around 56, and for our Tuesday, our daytime high around 79 degrees. We have upper 70s until we get to the weekend, where our temperatures get into the low 80s. But on Sunday, we'll reach a high around 90 degrees.
Now it's time for Just Start Talking on Thunder Country. Brought to you by People's State Bank and Albia. Just Start Talking is a community service program from KIIC. And now, live from high atop the square in downtown Albia, Just Start Talking.
With me on the phone right now, I've got Matt Schultz. He's the Chief Credit Analysis with LendingTree. He's here to talk about back-to-school shopping. Matt, thanks for being with me here on KIIC.
Thanks for having me.
Back to school means so many things, and one of those things is to get kids prepared, make them look good with clothes, get those supplies. But there's a lot of stress that's involved with it. So talk about those things.
Yeah, what we found in our survey that we just did is about 3/4 of back to school shoppers say that they're stressed out about it, and anybody who's ever done back-to-school shopping can probably relate to that, whether it's about the cost or it's about, you know, trying to keep your kids happy with picking the right lunchbox and backpack or whatever else the case might be. But there's no question that a lot of people are really stressed going into this buy-in season.
And the reason why they're stressed, of course, inflation has driven costs higher, and like you said, sometimes they want that most popular thing, and that's a little increase on the cost wise. But talk about folks how they can talk themselves off of the ledge a little bit and come to the realization that they don't have to spend as much money as they might think.
Well, it is important to understand that they don't have to spend, like you said, as much money as they might think. For one, chances are at least some of the stuff that your kid used last year is perfectly fine to use this year. Maybe it's a backpack or a lunchbox or whatever. But that sort of thing, just being a little more frugal and letting those sort of supplies last more than a year is a really good idea. But then there's also the idea of getting hand-me-downs, whether it's from big brother, big sister, or neighbors or relatives who are done with those sorts of things. That can be really useful. And then some of it is just, you know, about the oldest personal finance advice that there is, and it's just shop around. And if you get started a little early, if you take a little more time, and you do more than just go to Amazon or Walmart or Target and expand where you look, you never know. You may find different prices at those different places, and that sort of thing can really make a difference.
Well, you knew this as well as I do, Matt. Kids grow. They don't wear out those clothes. Sometimes you can get a deal at the secondhand thrift store, really, to help out with costs.
100%. I have done that many times myself, and it's something that, I mean, we've all got to-do lists that are a mile long, and nobody wants to spend extra time looking around for back to school stuff. But if you're on a tight budget like so many people are, that sort of thing really can be worth the time.
With so many problems with the education system, sometimes schools ask parents to help out. Hey, let's buy the teacher some supplies. Let's buy some markers. Let's buy some glue, which is sad to see. Hopefully the guilt bus doesn't get onto those parents too much because of the fact that that is an added pressure for them to say, uh-oh, I've got to help out here. Maybe not so much. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, it's really a shame that so many teachers have to spend out of their pocket to get some supplies and to kind of get themselves in kind of prime position to be able to do the best job they can for the kids. That's a difficult thing, but what we found in our survey is that about 57% of folks say that their teacher or the school requires them to make extra contributions to the classroom, whether it's money or supplies or whatever. But the good news is that more than 80% of parents said that they would give even if it's not required. So it's one of those things that people may not be that thrilled about, and may wish that that school systems were a little better funded, but by and large, the large majority of people are willing to help and willing to make a little bit of financial sacrifice for the greater good for those schools and the classrooms.
I'm talking with Matt Schultz. He's the chief credit analysis at LendingTree. And Matt, you've got a chart that I'm looking at that talks about the highest item that is on the purchase list, that talks about is clothing. The lowest amount item is educational related software or apps. And a lot of the times you can get those apps for free, but clothing is the main thing. And we kind of covered it before, but trying to get deals on clothes and supplies is something that people really, really need to take advantage of and look at. Very, very difficult.
Yeah, no question about it. Whether it's just shopping around to a couple of different stores or considering going to consignment places and secondhand stores, or seeing if the neighbor with the kids who are a couple of years older than yours have any hand-me-downs to pass down, all that sort of stuff makes a big difference. Because clothing, while it's certainly not the only thing that that people spend money on and not the only pricey thing that they spend on when it comes to back-to-school shopping, it's certainly a big deal, and it's a pricey thing. And it's also one of those things that you just can't not buy.
Right.
You got to have the clothing to go to school, so that's a non-negotiable. So you got to make that work for you financially as much as you can.
We talked earlier in our interview talking about how this shopping experience causes stress was back to school shopping. But on the other side, even worse, it puts people into debt. How can you reel in the fact that people go into debt on this? Should it have been budgeting, or should it have been, let's go ahead and get in debt because we have to have it and then we'll pay it back? What's the thought process there?
Yeah, so many people just really don't have any choice but to go into debt. I mean, life's expensive in 2024, and it's not getting any less so. And so for some people, there just really isn't much of a choice but to go into debt. I mean, we found that about 40% of folks said that they expect to go into debt, and the average is almost $800, which is a lot of money. And but what people can do is budget. Budgeting is such an important thing, and because that, if you end up spending more than you were expecting, that allows you to shuffle some money around based on your priorities and kind of mitigate some of the damage. And one other thing that you can do, and maybe it's probably a little late for this year, but you can do this for the holidays and start saving for next year, is just take advantage of the high returns that savings accounts are getting now. I mean, a lot of these high-yield savings accounts are giving 4 or 5% back on savings, and those are returns that were just unheard of a few years ago. And, I mean, we're hearing a lot of talk about interest rates coming down fairly soon, so the rates aren't going to stay this high forever, but there's still time for you to put money in and take advantage of these rates being as high as they are, and that even that little bit can certainly make a difference.
I'm talking with Matt Schultz. He's the chief credit analyst at LendingTree, and there's some other things that people think about before going back to school shopping. You alluded it to a little bit with that budgeting. If you got three kids and you get one or two checks a month, you might want to take one kid for an experience of shopping and get that one taken care of with that one particular check that comes out, and then wait for the next check with the second kid, and then the third check for the last kid. That might be something that is a possibility in terms of spreading out their expenses. Is that something that would be viable?
Yeah, it certainly could be. And it's something else that's important with any relationship, and with any especially parenting relationship, is just communicating with the kid. You don't have to open your books fully to them. You don't have to give them an economics lecture or anything. But if you let the kid know that, you know, money's a little tight this time around, so let's talk about what really matters the most to you when it comes to back to school, we can make sure that we prioritize what the kid wants, and that way that's like a little way to kind of minimize some of the damage. So if your kid is really fired up about getting the right lunchbox but doesn't care what their backpack or their shoes or something like that look like, then that can help you kind of make some decisions in the shopping process, while hopefully keeping the kid a little more a little happier, and also just giving them a bit of a lesson about the value of the dollar. So all that stuff matters, and teachable moments are so important.
Some large stores are proud to the fact that they have lists from the area elementary schools, and they'll proudly put those out and have those. And quite honestly, kids could hold the reins back and not get any of those things on the list and wait till school actually starts and then figure out exactly what they need and relay that back to the parents. That's a ability that could be done by families to ring back that spending bug.
Yeah, really, it's so much of it is just about taking the time and being thoughtful and planful, and not kind of just giving in to impulse and kind of this last minute sort of thing. So just real simple advice is just make a list, make a budget, make a plan. There's not any way to kind of, you know, turn the calendar back 10 years to drop prices down. But there are plenty of things that you can do to manage life now.
I've been talking with Matt Schultz. He's a chief credit analyst with LendingTree. And Matt, you have a book out as well that would help our listeners if they're getting ready for this. Go ahead and talk about that.
Yeah, it's called Ask Questions, Save Money, Make More: How to Take Control of Your Financial Life. And basically, it's about ways to help people pay less and earn more and keep more of their hard-earned money by asking the right questions in various everyday situations. So it's everything from getting a late fee waived on a credit card or lowering your interest rate on a credit card to reducing medical bills, all the way to kind of how you negotiate with an appliance dealer or a furniture seller, all the way up to more kind of personal relationship kind of stuff, like talking to your significant other about money for the first time. So it's a very practical, it's a very hands-on way to kind of help people make their budget last a little bit longer. It's not going to tell you everything you need to know about money, and it's not promising to get you rich, but it's something that hopefully can make a difference in people's lives with just being able to ask a few different questions.
And people can get it very, very easily. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's available anywhere you anywhere you buy books online. And also, if you go to my website at mattschultz.com, you can click on the button there and sign up for my newsletter, and you can get 3 free scripts from the book. They can kind of give you a taste of what the book is about. Because one of the things that I focus on in the book is literal word-for-word scripts of how to do some of these things, because I know negotiating and asking for help can be intimidating and scary. So part of the goal of the book was to try and make things as easy as possible for folks and anticipate as many of the objections as I could, because these things are important, and sometimes people just need a little help and a little bit of confidence to make things happen.
If there's anything about the American people, they like to do things the easiest way, and this book sounds right up their alley. A reminder to our listeners that if you want to listen to this podcast all over again, all you got to do is go to the website, www.kiicradio.com, select that audio vault that's at the top banner, and on the right side, you'll be able to see all the podcasts for our Just Start Talking segments and listen to any of them all over again, or just part of it. I've been talking with Matt Schultz. He's the chief credit analyst with LendingTree. Matt, thank you so much for being with me here on KIIC.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Morning sounds like Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist-recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
At Progressive, we know there's a lot of things you can track. Steps, calories, heart rate, your pet steps, screen time, the whereabouts of your favorite celebrity, how long you slept, how long you didn't sleep, how long you thought about sleeping, how long you thought about how long you thought about sleeping. But none of these things could save you money. Unlike Snapshot from Progressive, which customizes your rate based on how and how much you drive. It's much better for your bottom line than tracking your Cocker Spaniel's resting heart rate. So download the Progressive app today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? The stress from excessive credit card debt can ruin your life. Collection calls, sleepless nights. If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtBlue is here for you. DebtBlue uses secret programs that most credit card companies won't tell you about. They'll help you consolidate or settle your debts for a fraction of what you owe. With DebtBlue's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved. There's no risk. The more you owe, the more DebtBlue can save you. See how easy it is to get started with free information. Let DebtBlue show you how 10 minutes could save you thousands. Call now, 800-200-6895. That's 800-200-6895.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtBlue are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you felt like booking your timeshare was difficult in the past, you know it's been almost impossible over the last few years. With an A-plus rating at the BBB, our clients know Lone Star Transfer is the only company they can trust. We guarantee guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. Call us today to receive a free, no obligation consultation at 833-594-0077 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
O'clock in the morning, and it looks like it's gonna be another sleepless night. I've been listening to your dreams and getting very low, wondering what I can do. Maybe I'm being foolish, 'cause I haven't heard you mention anybody's name at all. How I wish I could be sure it's me that turns you on. Each time you close your eyes, I've heard it said that dreamers never lie. You've been talking in your turned you on. Each time you close your eyes, I've heard it said that dreamers never lie. You've been talking in your sleep, sleeping in your dreams, with some sweet love.
Whiskey River, there you go. It's Willie Nelson this afternoon, National Soft Ice Cream Day. You know what? Be a good time. Go. Let's go get some ice cream. Go ahead. Let's go. Get the kids. Get the grandkids. Get the neighbors. Let's go get ice cream.
As I sit here surrounded by people and lights, along with my drink at the bar. You've been here forever, so clear in my mind. I just don't know where you are, but I know I'll find you. But girl, till I do, this is my love song for you. Let's hold hands on the porch swing under the moon, while the wind through the willows plays us a tune. We can lie on a blanket out back in the yard, and wish for our future on a faraway star. As time after time, I press your sweet lips to mine. We can dance to the radio right up till dawn, till you drift off to dream in my arms. Just down the street, but there'll be a hunger deep in your eyes that I'll recognize when we meet. It might take hours or it might take years, but this is the song you will hear. Let's hold hands on the moon, while the wind through the willows plays us a tune. We can lie on a blanket out back in the yard, and wish for our future on a faraway star. You'll feel the passion as time after time I press your sweet. We can dance to the radio right up till dawn, till you drift off to dream in my